Welcome back to the Make It a Double podcast with Ariana
and Jasmine. Because if you're gonna have a drink,
you might as well make it a double.
Jasmine, how was your week?
It was good. It was pretty chill. You know, classic work week. Then Friday, I got off early.
Slay.
And then
I think you said you napped pretty early.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
What happened on Thursday though? I'm trying to think, what made me nap so long?
On Thursday. Oh, you worked late on Thursday.
Oh, I worked super late on Thursday. I didn't get home until like 12:30, so I didn't go to sleep until 1. And so I got up a little bit early on Friday, and I had all intentions to hang out with our friends because you were away this weekend.
Yeah.
And I got home and I was like, I'm going to nap for a little bit. I napped from 3 to 8 p.m. and then I was still sleepy. So I just had dinner and then I went back to bed and I woke up the next day. It was honestly gorgeous. My body needed it, I think.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you just have to listen to your body and sleep.
And also, like, if I'm sleeping, no problem, then, like, obviously my body's tired.
Right.
So, and then Saturday we had, like, a little get-together for our friend Maggie's birthday.
I know, I missed
it. Just to celly her. And we did, like, little crafts. We bejeweled, like, lighters and clock clips.
It was really cute.
Something else? What's the other object?
Combs.
Yeah, little brushes, little tiny brushes. So that was cute. And we just like had little snacks and in our building up here.
Oh, lovely.
And then they had a show. And so me and Emily met up later. Leah and Katie had a show that they were going to.
Okay.
And then.
Do you know what show it was?
It was Boop.
Ooh, yes.
Boop. Yeah. Boop, I think Leah won tickets.
Yes. She said that.
And then so me and Emily met up. And a little bit before they got done with their show and then went to a bar and then we went to another bar and met up with them. And it was so fun. It was like pretty chill night. We didn't like stay out too late or anything, but I mean, it was like 1:30 when we went home, but
yeah,
not too late. But it was so nice. And then Sunday, super chill, basically rotted, did some cleaning, but other than that, just rotted.
Lovely.
Watched the shows that I'm going to recap. And then today, it leads us to today, but why don't you tell us
your week went? My week went lovely. Obviously, I was so tired from last week and the show. Mm-hmm. So I did nothing Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It was lovely. Then I went out and had drinks with Leah, and then I went and had drinks with someone else. And then I got home at like 11 and I was like, Jasmine's not home yet. It was crazy. I think I was asleep before you even got home. Yeah, and by the time I was awake, you were gone already. It was crazy. Then I left on Friday to DC to go see my brother and my sister-in-law and my nephew, little Luca. He's so cutie. So I was there for 2 days and I came back Sunday night, which leads us
late,
to today.
Late Sunday.
Well, I mean, my train got in at like 9.
Yeah. But we didn't want to do a late, like a tired late podcast.
Yeah,
no. And we had today, so that's why you're getting out of the day later.
Yeah. Also, it's Memorial Day.
Yes.
It's Memorial Day, so it's like, it should be on the first day of the week. So happy Memorial Day to everyone.
Agreed.
And then today was just lovely. You know, Jasmine and I went and got some bagels,
a little coffee,
and then we like sat at the park, a little chit-chat, a little music.
There's a little like lawn on a pier up on a roof on seaport.
I want to say it's like pier 13 or something.
So there's like a little lawn up top. I don't think a lot of people know about it.
No, at so least it's tourists, so. It is somewhere between pier 17 and pier 11. I don't know what pier it is, but it's like across from Industry Kitchen.
There's like no shade up there, which is like a little bit of a bummer, but it was just like nice. We just took our bagels up there, drank our coffee, and just enjoyed like a couple hours. It was so nice.
I also think it's early enough in the summer that it's breezy and like it's not hot. Like if it was 100-degree day, that would have been miserable.
For sure.
Yeah.
But it was nice. It was like a little lovely. Like a couple hours.
Yeah.
And then I went to Trader Joe's. That's basically it.
That
leads us to right now, basically.
Yeah. Lovely. Mm-hmm. So that was our week.
All right. Welcome to our pop culture segment. Our first story is Hailey Bieber is on the summer issue of Vogue.
Slay.
Good for her. She discussed creating her road brand, which for Riss is Hailey Bieber's like cosmetics.
I would say it's a skincare brand. Yeah.
She originally started with
like a lip balm.
Lip balms, and then she's created a lot more products since then.
But that being said, for Rode, they are known for their lip product, and that case, that phone case with the lip, the lip gloss that goes into it. Wrist.
Yes, yes,
that is what you were thinking.
So she discussed creating her brand Rode and her birth story, which was kind of a hard experience for her. She had a pretty rough birth, and then she also discussed like how she like being a mother, as well as her marriage and how people misunderstand it and how happy she is, which leads us to what directly happened afterwards, which was Justin Bieber posted that she was on the cover, which is like, that's such a huge moment for her. So he posted that her Vogue cover, and then he captioned it with, "Yo, this reminds me when Hailey and I got into a huge fight. I told Hales that she would never be on the cover of Vogue. Yikes. I know. So mean. For some reason, because I felt so disrespected, I thought, I gotta get even. I think as we mature, we realize that we're not helping anything by getting even. We're honestly just prolonging what we really want, which is intimacy and connection. So baby, you already know, but forgive me for saying you wouldn't get a Vogue cover, because clearly I was sadly mistaken." So that was awful.
That was the full caption for
that
everyone.
Was the full caption
for everyone who thought Jasmine just went on a tangent. That was the full caption.
That was the full caption. And so literally, like, even as I am researching this article, all the news articles are about his caption, and none are even about her being on the cover of Vogue. And that is really fucking disappointing and really awful for a husband, a quote unquote loving husband, to do to his wife. And it's just really, really unfortunate that he would do that to her.
I just also don't understand why he would think that that was an okay thing to say as a caption. And especially because, like, I know that, like, he's being so manic and erratic, but
like all he could have literally done is a heart. No. That would have sufficed.
I'm so sorry. Words can't describe heart.
Yeah.
Or like, words can't describe, period. Proud of you, baby. Yeah, heart.
After he's like, he's quoted in the, like, I guess he emailed or something into the thing, and like talking about like how much he loves Hailey.
Usually for Vogue interviews, they like email them email different people asking questions and stuff. So I guess he emailed back. Let's be clear. Justin Bieber did not write that.
Oh, 1,000%. 1,000%. It's just like really sad to me that she's now brought, like, this is such a huge moment, and now he literally,
like,
he
brought had all to of just it down.
Pig her down. Like, it just like sucks because like reading the article and stuff, you're like, oh my God, I'm like turning the corner on them. Like, I'm so happy for them. And like, they seem so loving. And like, I don't think anything about Justin Bieber. Like, they're so happy. And then immediately that, like, of course he had to fucking do that because he couldn't just like,
yeah, because he's a man. He can't handle the attention not being on him.
And so, I mean, he's now changed it to four different emojis, like a shrug emoji and a pointing emoji, a hand heart emoji, and then emotional eye face. You can see my phone. To describe.
So it's like, I didn't know you could do it. Yeah. Love you. Maybe that's what it's supposed to be.
It's like so...
I definitely think it's supposed to be like, I didn't know you could do it, but he missed the, like, you could do it.
But he's like, I don't know now. But we all know now. Yeah. And like, now we're just like, never, like, literally when I was researching this and like trying to find her Vogue article, all the news articles were about him posting that.
Yeah, that's so frustrating.
That I do not know how she deals with that.
No. Like, I also just,
it's,
hope that he's okay.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Because like, he is giving concerning vibes.
Yes,
like,
which also leads us to him performing with SZA this past weekend. He came up on stage to perform their song Snooze.
Which they have I don't even think that they have a version together.
No, so it was I guess an acoustic. Like, she released an acoustic version. It comes from her sophomore album, SOS. It's very like, he came up on stage and like, yes, they're like looking kind of touchy, and like all the comments on TikTok are like, oh, uncomfortable, like a little too flirty. But if you really look at the video, he does not look well, in my opinion.
In my opinion, he looks like barely conscious. Like the fact that he's able to like keep a note and like still sing is crazy.
Yeah. Like there's the part where she's like holding his head up, and it looked to the blind eye, it looks like they're like, oh, like she's caressing his face. Yeah. But like he looks like he's falling asleep on stage.
No, he really does.
So quite concerning. And there was a video also released, like Haley was there and like taking a video, and she looked like she was smiling and stuff. So like, we really don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But seemed quite concerning to me.
Yeah,
and
it's very
a lot of people.
Yeah, it's definitely concerning to me.
But it was nice to see him perform, because he hasn't performed in forever.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just like really hope that he clearly like needs some sort of help.
Yeah.
Because obviously, like from that Instagram post, like he you know, there's
Or at least,
PR training at the very least? I don't know.
Well, like, at the very minimum, like, he needs to, like, work on his communication situation with Haley. And Haley needs to be like, this is okay to say. Something like that, not okay to say. Yeah. Like, maybe, I don't know what's going on with him, but, like, something needs to change.
Yes, agreed. So, hopefully we'll see him getting some, I don't know.
Yeah.
Help somewhere along the line, but yeah.
Next topic is Alex Earl has officially joined the cast of this upcoming season of Dancing with the Stars. If you don't know who Alex Earl is, where have you been for the past 3 years? Respectfully,
I don't know if Riz knows who Alex Earl is.
Oh my god. Okay, so Alex Earl is a girl on TikTok,
an influencer.
Yeah. Well, yeah, a girl who went viral on TikTok and is now an influencer. And she's also dating Braxton
Barrios.
He's a football player, I guess. But she's a big get for Dancing with the Stars, I think. Mm-hmm. I think this is the second castmate that has been announced for this upcoming season of Dancing with the Stars. If you guys don't know, Dancing with the Stars, a show where celebrities dance ballroom dances. It only airs once a year, which I actually think is a very, very good strategy for them, because they don't oversaturate the market with content. Last year, I think that they were so, so good at the TikTok at it. No, well, I think casting, but I also think that in the cast kind of naturally gravitated towards the TikTok and all of that, which like really made last season blow up. Mm-hmm. So I think if the producers know what's good for them, you put Alex Earl with Ezra.
1,000%.
And let me tell you something. You keep Gleb Sapchenko away from that little girl. She's 24 years old.
The only people I want with Gleb is like
old ladies. Yeah. I actually think
lesbians.
I actually think
somebody that he can't penetrate.
Also, like, I think that at this point he kind of gave himself, at least in my opinion, a sour enough taste that he might have, I don't want to say earned himself, but like, it's like everyone at the beginning of the season, there's always like 3 or 4 oldies who like everyone knows isn't going to make it. I think he deserves an early out.
Agreed.
But it also, if you didn't know, Robert Irwin is also confirmed on this cast. Mm-hmm. We haven't spoken about it because that news came out prior to the podcast starting, but those are the only two cast members.
Who do you
announced.
Think Robert is going to be, Emma, maybe?
No, I think it's gonna be
Lindsay Arnold.
No,
right? No,
no,
who?
No, what's her face? Riley, who I think was the
which is Lindsay's sister. That's who I was thinking.
Yes, yes,
that's who I was thinking.
Yes, yes. Riley, who was Steven's partner because she's very young.
Sadly, has a boyfriend now, so that we can't.
Also, Robert Irwin,
he doesn't have a girlfriend. That's why everybody is like, ow.
No, but I think, well, it doesn't matter. Because, like, to me, I'm like,
it always brings a fun thing to it, but.
See, I don't necessarily agree with that.
I also don't watch. So.
Like, I was watching Dancing with the Stars, and the only couple that I would have rooted for.
Is Alona
and Alan. Mm-hmm. And that being said, I, like, love their friendship so much that I don't want to root for them to be together. Like, I would rather root for them to be friends. Like, yeah, the so fact true. That Jen so is true. Still dating Sasha, I don't love that. Ooh. Jen Tran from The Bachelor. But that's, like,
not totally confirmed.
No, bestie.
They tease it, like, a lot.
Bestie, she confirmed it.
When?
I don't know, but she did.
She never, like, actually states anything. They're just, like, always at each other's house having dinner, but they haven't, like, stated anything.
No, I'm pretty sure I saw it. Hold on. Okay, so maybe I was wrong, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The way I was like, they confirmed!
I was like, literally.
But because I'm pretty sure I saw them making out on her Instagram, but, like,
no, but they're always, like, kissing each other's cheeks. And he's, like, French or whatever, so, like, who knows with that. But she's back to nursing, too. So
yeah.
That's really cool. Well, I love when, like, bachelorettes go back to, like, their...
Yeah, she's in nursing school right now. Mm-hmm. So, very exciting things for Miss Jen Tran. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, but I'm excited to watch Alex Earl. To me, she, like, seems kind of like a stiff person, but I don't know. Like, she doesn't... But I'm excited to see her growth within the season. Like, maybe she'll be one of those people that's, like, almost there in the beginning, but then, like, really finds her hips. You know what I mean? Towards the end.
I don't know. I feel like Alex Earl gives me the vibes that she was a dancer in high school. So, like,
yeah. But I don't know. I don't know why she gives me, like. But I'm also happy that she won't be on Traitors. I know that we've, like, said, like, oh, maybe Alex Earl would be, like, maybe a Traitor pick. But I think she'll be more interesting to watch on Dancing with the Stars than she would be on Traitors.
I agree.
So, yeah. It'll be fun to watch her.
Yeah. Totally.
All right. Our next topic is that Saoirse Ronan is pregnant with her first baby.
Congrats, Saoirse.
I wrote this on our list of topics, and Ariana wrote, excuse me?
Yeah, because I was like, I didn't even know that she was dating anyone.
I only noticed that today. It's so funny. So congrats are in order for Saoirse Ronan and her husband, Jack Lowden.
She's married?
Yeah, girl.
That's crazy.
They are expecting their first child, and she announced it as she stepped out at the Louis Vuitton Cruise 2026 show. So she had a visible baby bump, and she discussed it on the red carpet. No other news than that, but very happy for her. She's such a cutie little lady, and so I'm excited for her, and that's just an exciting little venture for her.
Yeah, I love that for her.
Yeah, same.
Next topic is Demi Lovato is officially married to husband Jordan Lutz at an oceanfront wedding on yesterday, May 25th, in Santa Barbara, California. It honestly looked beautiful. She looked beautiful in her dress.
Her dress. Oh my gosh.
She was in a Vivian Westwood dress. If you have not seen the pictures, I really do implore you to go to her Instagram. She looks stunning. I don't think she's looked better in years.
So classy too. Like, very timeless.
I feel like that's what you want to do at your wedding. Like, you want to look like for me, it's like, I always wear a full beat. So, like, if I'm not wearing a full beat at my wedding, that would be in untrue to who I am as a person. Mm-hmm. But, like, I can't do, like, a pink eye.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be, like, timeless and classy.
Yes. And she looks like her, but classy.
Exactly.
Not that she's not classy all the time.
But it's like, exactly what you envision yourself. Like,
elevated. Her, but elevated.
Exactly. Yes.
Do you have a picture of both of them? I haven't seen her.
No, we only have, like, far away paparazzi pictures, which to me are, like, icky to look at.
Yeah,
that they all have been, like, taken with a drone. Yeah. I haven't looked at. I've only seen the, like, Vogue pictures that Demi posted.
Okay.
I'll
be so happy for them.
Yeah, I'm very happy for her.
Okay, our next and last story is quite a bit Love is Blind news. We have two baby announcements and one divorce. I'll go with the divorce first. So we start with
the good news.
The good news is, like you said.
The bad news.
So Colleen and Matt, who met on season 3 of Love is Blind on Netflix, they are getting a divorce. They announced it in a joint statement on Instagram on Friday. If you watch Love is Blind, you know that everybody is shocked that they even last this long. I don't think they even lived together for, like, 2 years into that their marriage, correct. Which is wild. Like, she had roommates and he didn't live with her for, like, 2 years. So not quite as of a shock. And like, it just kind of seemed like a weird relationship in general, but also we don't know how, you know, what
so true like
behind yours, but they announced their divorce on Instagram. And then we had, next we have Ollie and AD, who were, AD was on Love is Blind US. Ollie was on
Love is Blind UK.
But they met each other on Perfect Match this past season of Perfect Match in September. They didn't get together then, but then they sparked romance rumors when they were spotted together in Mexico in October. And then they confirmed their relationship in March. They have been engaged for 2 months, and now they have announced that they are pregnant and having their first baby together, which is very, very exciting.
That is so exciting.
They're a very, very cute couple. I don't totally remember them in their... I remember Ollie because there's only been one UK season of Love is Blind.
Correct.
I think when I see AD, I remember her storyline kind of, but I don't remember her season really at all. And then the most exciting news for Love is Blind fans, you know who Lauren and Cameron are. They're the very first season. They're one of two couples that got married and have lasted. And they're basically everybody's favorite Love is Blind couple. They're so, so cute. They literally, like, Love is Blind was created for them to meet.
No, literally.
And they announced after trying for 4 years to get pregnant, they announced that they are finally expecting their first baby.
That's so exciting.
So excited for them. They're so, like, such sweet people. I think that they should be hosts of Love is Blind and not blah, blah, and blah, blah. What are their names? Nick and Lachey?
Nick and Lachey. Nick and Lachey is crazy.
No, but they honestly should push them out, and it should be Lauren and Cameron, for reals. But yeah, so exciting for two of these couples and sad for one, but very excited for the families that are being created.
Me as well.
All right, welcome to Tipsy Teasers. I'm just gonna keep that up.
Yes, you have to.
Makes me feel like I'm a radio host. Okay, our first Tipsy Teaser this week is the new Jurassic Park Rebirth trailer. If you know me, you know I would want them to make Jurassic Park movies for the rest of my life, so I will be excited for every single one.
And guess what? As you should be.
So the long-awaited final trailer Jurassic World Rebirth has finally been released to the public after its exclusive preview at CinemaCon 2025. The trailer asks, have you ever wondered what would happen if the scariest dinosaur experiments were left to evolve on their own? Well, we're about to find out. The trailer also signals a clear shift toward more horror elements, which is exciting. The second Jurassic World with like Chris Pratt also kind of did horror a little bit.
But I think
this
so
one
too.
Looks like, I feel like this one's giving more monster movie than, but also kind of all of them are monster movies, I guess you could say. But I digress. The trailer reveals the main plot of Jurassic World Rebirth. A covert operations team must venture into a remote island that once housed the original Jurassic Park research facilities. Their mission? To retrieve DNA samples from three of the most ferocious creatures still inhabiting the island. But as anyone familiar with Jurassic franchise knows, things never go as planned when the dinosaurs are involved. The island has become home to the most dangerous mutant dinosaur species ever created, abandoned and left to evolve in isolation for years. It stars most notably Scarlett Johansson and Hottie McCotterson, Jonathan Bailey.
You mean the hottest man alive?
In round glasses, mind you.
In slutty,
slutty little round glasses. Okay.
And the word slutty is necessary.
I literally cannot wait. I'm really excited to see like how they move forward. Excited to not watch Chris Pratt in this one. Although I really love those movies, I'm excited to see how they move forward with the Jurassic Park franchise. I'll watch them regardless, but very excited.
I agree.
All right, our next Tipsy Teaser is Addison Rae's track list. She announced it this past week. A few different like silly ways she released her track list. One was like she had billboards all over everywhere that announced different songs. But the track list goes as follows. Also, wait, her album comes out next Friday. So I will have a full review and my faves, least faves. I doubt there's going to be least faves. I love all of her songs. Next episode, I'll have that ready for you. But the list goes as follows. New York, Diet Pepsi, Money is Everything, Aquamarine, Lost and Found, High Fashion, Summer Forever, In the Rain, Famous Fun, Times Like These, Life's No Fun Through Clear Waters, and Headphones On.
Also, amazing choices.
What I'm hearing is going to be the album of the summer. Very excited to listen to all of it. I'm going to listen to it that night for sure. I'm so, so excited. I think it was smart for her to have her singles just kind of scattered throughout the track list. I'm a person that listens to albums
front to back. Same.
So I'm very excited. I'm like, I'm hoping the New York song is really good because, as you know, we live in New York. So hopefully we can have like some good, a good theme song there, and just like super excited. I have no doubt it's going to be absolute bangers.
And let me tell you something. Jasmine was on the Addison train before everyone else.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was.
And I stand by that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so next is The Devil Wears Prada 2 officially has a release date. It is May 1st, 2026. We don't know much about The Devil Wears Prada.
But everyone's returning, basically.
Yeah, everyone's returning, but we don't know anything else about the casting. We just know that like the big three are returning. So yeah, that's really exciting. As a Devil Wears Prada stan, I'm very excited. It's also going to be around Met Monday, which very excited about. So yeah. And then the last tipsy teaser that we have is Sunrise on the Reaping. We got two more official castings. Elle Fanning will be Effie Trinket. We said previously, amazing choice. Kieran Culkin will be...
Caesar Flickerman.
And that's what I get for not writing it down. Because I was so confident that I would remember that. But again, amazing choices. I'm very excited to read this. I just, in general, feel good about the casting. But I also feel like Suzanne Collins feels so strongly about her work that she, like, demands input. And, like, I feel like at this point her work stands for... itself.
She hasn't failed us yet, like especially with casting.
And one thing I love about her is she has said, I only write when I have something to say. The fact that she wrote this recently, I'm very excited to read this. So okay, slide. Those are the tipsy teasers. Okay, so what we watched this week, I watched all of Mormon Wives, and yay. I have so many thoughts. First off,
give it to us.
I agree with Jasmine. The downfall of Demi should be written about in history books because let me tell you something. Never call yourself a fan favorite.
Nope.
Never go into it with that kind of attitude, especially when you know that Taylor Frankie Paul, the best thing about her is she's like, everything you've already, you're saying to me, double it, flip it around. That my dad said that to me. so it's like she literally does not care.
Also, she like tells no lies. Like, she is always so honest. So like the girls can say freaking anything to her, and she'll just be like, okay. And
they freaked out about the whole CMA situation. And this is the thing: should Taylor Frankie Paul have posted on her story calling them out? No. Was it weird that none of them commented on the Instagram?
Yes.
And them trying to gaslight her into thinking that it wasn't. Like, she was like, let's call a spade a spade. The whole point of Mom Talk is we're supposed to support each other publicly.
So they say.
But to support each other publicly and privately.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. If you are a quote-unquote public figure, let's be real, they're influencers, it's fine. Your public profile, people are going to notice if you comment or if you don't comment. Like, they act like they aren't fighting in the comments 5 episodes later. Like, so that, I feel so bad for Jen. I just, like, my heart goes out to her because, like, you can tell, like, how much she's hurting. And also, like, Jessie was a real mean girl this season. But let me tell you something. Finding out that your best friend is trashing your business, I don't know how I could ever trust somebody after that.
I wouldn't be able to.
It's tough. It's tough. So that's what I have to say about that. That's my
Do you think that Jen's a liar and that
no,
like that she's getting all the hate that like is warranted?
No, I don't think. I do not think Jen is a liar. Agreed. I think that Zach is a master manipulator mm-hmm. that knows exactly what to say and who to say it to. One. Two, I think that Demi was looking for a reason to turn on Jen because of the Vanderpump Villa situation. Mm-hmm. And
she's trying to poke holes in her story. She looks like a liar. Because,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think Jesse probably went along with it. And then afterwards was like, is Jen even a liar?
Yeah.
So I think it worked in Zach's favor that it was Demi that he was saying that to and mm-hmm. that Jen wasn't there. I think that she tells the truth. I'm so sorry. There's cameras. We've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Jen is not a liar.
Yeah.
Like,
and I truly believe that Zach's parents or whatever told her, like maybe even jokingly, or they told her that they were related to Ben Affleck. And now they're trying to turn it around because they were embarrassed because everybody found out the lie.
Yeah, correct.
So they're trying to turn it around and be like, we never said that. Well, what are you talking about?
Not just that. It's not like Jen's saying I'm related to Ben Affleck. She's like, I've been told that my husband's related to Ben Affleck.
Which is what she actually always said, by the way, in the first scene. She always said, they told me.
Yeah, she's like, that's what I've been told. Like, I have no reason to believe I can't.
What did you think of Whitney this season?
Up and downs, because there was a moment where I was like, you know what, like I was really rooting for her. Towards the end, she fell off a little, but
also the fact that she's like besties with Demi now.
I know.
This first season too. But I also think that Whitney is an incredible heel. Like, she's an incredible villain.
And I agree.
Like,
but it's because she has that love-hate relationship. Mm-hmm. She knows how to pull you in and be like, oh, so like Whitney's a real person. And then she does something like be friends with Demi, but it's like, but then you're like, yeah, but I kind of get
but
where
she was
doing.
The only girl to like help out Jen. And it was so annoying just them being like, she's such a coward not being here. Meanwhile, she's like literally the most depressed you've ever seen a woman.
I just can't.
But you know, Mom Talk is about supporting people.
Of course.
Women. They're there to support. Mom Talk is for supporting other women.
So
I'm
true.
Trying to think of other storylines. Oh, Michaela.
Michaela can... she's my least favorite person on the season. And I say that knowing how intense the downfall of Demi was, mm-hmm, because Demi, I think, has purpose behind it. She has an end goal. Mm-hmm. She has dollar signs in her eyes.
Yeah.
We can all see it, but she has an end goal.
Yeah.
She has a purpose. Mm-hmm. Michaela, I think, is just mean for the sake of being mean.
Yeah.
Like her looking Whitney in the eye and being like, I can't. Like, I genuinely can't talk about
Michaela. I do, I know she has, like, a lot of trauma that she's still trying to, like, she talked about it in the season. So, like,
I understand.
She does have guards up, but also, like, my God, girl.
What I always say is I don't think that what you've been through is an excuse for you to be an asshole to someone.
Agreed.
And, like, there are multiple times where she is an asshole.
Yeah.
So it's...
Well, even just, like, even at their, like, baking competition, she was just, like, being a bitch to be a bitch.
Like,
I don't understand it. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, last week when I was, like, she saw that, like, people were like, oh, yeah, speak your mind, Michaela. And now she's like, it's too much.
Who do you think actually started the sourdough starter?
I don't know.
I kind of think
that it's Whitney, to be honest.
I kind of think that it's Whitney, too, and because I feel like that's the sort of thing that Macy would say.
Yeah.
And be like, first off, it was my sourdough starter to begin with, and Whitney would be like...
Because Whitney's reaction in the interview was like, it was believable to me that,
me
like,
too.
She was like, what?
Yeah,
she did not say that she started it.
Same.
But, like, LOL, that it's, like, a fight about sourdough starters.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I'm excited about Macy's book deal. I think that's like because she has like a pretty crazy like upbringing and stuff like that. So that will be good for her. I'm just excited for season 3. I hope that it comes out literally.
I think it has to come out soon because of
they're already filming it and stuff. So it should come out in like September. I hope. Because this season they were filming like literally from Halloween in 2024.
Yeah.
To like January, and so that's a pretty quick like turnover compared to other shows.
I think Hulu in general has a faster turnaround time.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. I also watched Survivor ended on Wednesday. Kyle won I'm very happy for him. He's the guy that last episode I was like, let me tell you something. He just won Survivor. And I was correct because he and this girl, Camilla, had been working together the entire time and nobody knew that they were a duo. And at the final tribal council, like, you all get a chance to, like, plead your case to the jury of why you should win.
Yeah.
And Camilla was like, actually, none of you guys know this. And Kyle was like, wait, let me say this. There were actually two duos in the final four. And everyone was like, what? yeah, it was really lovely. And I think he deserved it. Like, you could tell. Like, I think he played the best game out of everyone there. And then I watched Drag Race last night. It is All Stars. It's a second crop of girls because they're doing, it's like the tournament situation. Mm-hmm. Second crop of girls. Some really good girls in there. Mistress Isabel Brooks, Georges, Miss, the girl who I told you is Lydia B. Collins. She, Lydia Butthole Collins, that is her name.
The B stands for Butthole?
Yes.
Incredible.
So people are like, extraordinary butthole. Like that like they're like, you did that very well, butthole. Like that's
so
the entire time. So
funny.
She's the one that was just on the season that just aired and is now on All Stars.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes.
And people are like, wow. So I think that she does have an edge because these girls don't actually know anything about her because they actually haven't seen her season. But I'm very excited. I'm very excited. Yeah, that's all I watch. I haven't really had time to watch anything else.
So busy. Okay. My recap is I am caught up to all of Hacks.
Slay.
So I stopped watching Hacks or paused watching Hacks this episode before last season's finale. Mm-hmm. Because before I watched the finale, I got spoiled on TikTok of like their big fight in mm-hmm. the finale. And that made me like so anxious that I just like decided not to watch it.
That's fair.
So I was like, I don't like when they're like fighting and like not friends.
I mean,
it makes me like secondhand anxious. So I was like, I'm not going to watch it until like I know for sure that they're like somewhat on good terms. So they are now ish. So so they're at least like working together. But so I was like, fine, I'll do it. And then every time I like pick up the show, I'm like, this show is like the best show on television.
Yeah, it really
for
is.
For reals. Like, I just like, I mean, any Paul W. Downs show, he also created Broad City. He's on the show as well. He's Jimmy.
Yeah, he's the manager. No, I know.
Is just amazing. He's such a good writer and
his dynamic with the girl is
with
so,
Kayla is
with,
yeah, so funny. Funny. Meg Statler, shout out from last episode.
So true.
Yeah, so I loved it. And him, but you haven't watched the most current episode, right?
No.
Okay, but the
I haven't. Okay. I've only seen one episode of season.
Do not say anything else. All I say is look out for Dance Mom. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
Another thing.
Now
that
I'm excited. Which one is it?
It's literally that I was crying laughing watching the last episode.
Okay.
And it's not the last episode. Next week's episode is the finale, but I mean the last episode of that I watched just now, catching up. I was crying laughing. Okay. And then another thing I watched, I'm doing a community rewatch, just like a loose community rewatch. I'm almost all the way through season one. So, so good. Love Community so much. Reigniting my love for Donald Glover. And the Dean should have won Emmys throughout the entire run of Community. The last thing I watched is Sirens on Netflix. It has Megan Fahey, who was in, what's the show? The girly show that Megan Fahey
was in.
The Bold Type on Freeform. And then she was most recently in that people would know of. She was in The White Lotus season 2. And then also Millie Alcock, who was young Rhaenyra.
So true.
In House of the Dragon. Really, really good. They play sisters. And the dynamic is great.
I think I'm going to watch that this week.
Well, in the first episode, literally you see Millie Alcock and Glenn Howerton making out. She's 25.
Glenn Howerton?
He's almost 50. I was literally like, ah! It was like a jump scare, honestly. It felt
I'm so sorry. Really icky. That is literally like when, I mean, she did make out with Matt.
Yeah, I guess that's, she's not, she's kind of accustomed to making out with older dudes. But I watched the entire show. I think it was like 5 episodes, pretty fast. It was really, really good. It's just a mini series. Oh, it also has Julianne Moore in it. She plays Millie Alcock's like boss. Really, really good. Highly recommend. Great ending. Yeah, that was basically all that I watched this week.
Amazing. Cool. Now we are going to do song on repeat. Mine is Perfumito Nuevo with Bad Bunny. Nice. It's Bad Bunny, and I would like to say her name because I think she deserves a shout out. If you watched Bad Bunny on SNL last week, you have seen him perform this song. It's the second one. It's the one where they're in the bathroom. You'll know what I'm talking about. It is Perfumito Nuevo with Right Now.
Nice.
Yes.
My song on repeat is Twilight Zone by Ariana Grande. Just such a good song. I mean, literally, I think everybody needs to listen to all of her,
the extended
version of her newest album.
Those 5 songs so have literal crack cocaine in them because when I listen to But I'm Warm in Your Arms. Also, Dandelion, so good.
Just every single one, I implore everyone to listen to.
And guess what? I hope you win for Best Actor. Because I had you completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So true. Lastly, we are doing 6 Degrees. Has same as we end every episode, my person. Uh-huh. Saoirse Ronan.
My person is Scarlett Johansson.
Is that
too easy?
No.
Oh, okay.
Why? So I'm thinking Saoirse Ronan to Timothy Chalamet in Many a Project. Mm-hmm. Timothy Chalamet to... Oh,
I already have one.
Okay.
Saoirse Ronan to Florence Pugh in Little Women, Florence Pugh to Scarlett Johansson in Black Widow.
And that's it.
Slay.
And that's it. Wow, that was amazing. That was the fastest we've ever done it. That
literally is record.
If you liked what you heard, pour us another round by subscribing, leaving a review, and telling a friend. Until next time, cheers!
Cheers!